Lena Alfandari, you're listening to Sojourner Truth on Pacifica Radio.
This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. And we are going to start off with discussing controversy in the presidential election primaries, specifically in Arizona. There are concerns about voter suppression in Tuesday's Arizona primary. And I'd like to welcome our guest, Antonio Gonzalez, president of the William C. Velasquez Institute. It is a national Latino public policy and research organization founded back in 1985. He's also the host of Strategy Session on Pacifica Radio's KPFK. Antonio, welcome.
Good morning, Margaret.
So, Antonio, what's going on? There's all this buzz about voter suppression, about fraud in the Democratic primary in Arizona, and questions about whether Hillary Clinton actually won. What is happening?
Well, there was a massive, catastrophic failure of the electoral infrastructure on Tuesday. Three different things together happened to deny, based on a back-of-the-envelope calculation, perhaps hundreds of thousands of voters from casting their vote. First, structurally, when the Supreme Court gutted the Federal Voting Rights Act, it gutted a provision that obligated certain states to pre-clear any changes in their electoral systems with the Justice Department. Arizona was one of those states. As a result, the Arizona electoral authorities reduced the number of precincts dramatically open to voters in Maricopa County, which is the overwhelmingly largest county in Arizona. Heavily Latino. Still not majority Latino, but heavily Latino, probably 30-40% Latino.
Okay.
Reduced the number of precincts 70%.
Whoa.
On average, there were 2,000 voters allotted, 20,000 voters, excuse me, it's a little bit early for me, 20,000 voters allotted to each precinct. So there were massive lines, just infrastructurally. Too few places for people to vote, and because of the competition in the campaign, lots of voters on election day, massive lines. I mean, lines like 5 hours to vote, but lines lasting till after midnight to cast their votes. That's why when you watch the elections, there was like, why isn't the election results coming in? You know, you tune in to watch the results on the cable networks, and it's like polls close at 7, by 8, they got results coming in. They didn't come in for Arizona, or most of them didn't come in until like 2 days later. They're done now counting. Second problem, cable networks called the election at 8 o'clock. So if you're in line 5 hours, the word got out, hey, these elections are over. So people either got frustrated and went home, or they heard the elections were over and went home. Third problem, there's information that some polls close on the voters while they're in line, which is illegal. Fourth problem, in Arizona, it was a closed primary, meaning you have to be a Democrat or a Republican to vote. Independents are excluded. So campaigns interested in getting more voters did big efforts to get people to switch from independent to Democrat or Republican. And I mean big efforts. I'm talking about tens to hundreds of thousands of voters were switching in the pre-election period.
And what was the reason for that? What was the reason given for that?
That's just the rules. Every state makes its own. Every primary can make its own rules on a state-by-state, party-by-party basis.
Okay.
So Arizona is a closed primary. Other states are open primaries where you can decide. A Republican can vote in a Democrat, an independent can vote in a Republican. That wasn't the case in Arizona. So people were rushing to change their status before the election. And there are thousands of cases where at the polling place, the counties had not updated the status of those voters. So they were like, well, you're an independent. You can't vote. Sorry, ma'am. And denied them a provisional ballot. Well, you can't even vote on a provisional ballot. They excluded people voting.
Mm.
So
wow,
massive catastrophic failure, massive. And in particular, the Sanders people, they had on their internal counting a 50-50 spread. So for them, the alarm bells went off because it was 58-40. They're like, what happened to our vote? And, okay, so you can say, well, you guys are lousy counters. Well, they haven't been in previous elections. In previous elections, and I know this because I talked to old campaigns, they knew they were going to lose when they lost, and they knew they were going to win when they won. And so that 18 points is a big margin to be off, even for a campaign. 5 points, yeah, you might expect that, but not 18. And they had an election day strategy versus the Clinton campaign, which had a early vote strategy. Arizona, you can vote for a month before the elections. So the election day strategy that Sanders had is predicated on getting a bunch of youth out to vote on election day. And so there was huge impact on their campaign. Finally, the election day vote was heavily minority. So the impact was felt disproportionately among youth and minority voters. So a huge problem. I think the results should be canceled, and Arizona should have a do-over in their primary. I don't know what the Sanders campaign or any other affected campaign, because it affected everybody, some more than others, clearly. I don't know what they're doing now. I know they're looking at options, but it was a bad election, Margaret. Bad election.
So Bernie has said that the Arizona election was a national disgrace. Hillary is not speaking out about it. I mean, what could be done about this, if anything? I mean, is this just like you throw your hands up and it's like, oh, well, there was fraud?
I don't think so. I think, well, anecdotally, we know that Bernie tried to get an injunction the night of the election force the precincts to stay open. Again, this is, I haven't been able to confirm it. We understand that it was denied.
Hmm.
You can, of course, go into court because the official results aren't certified. You can, of course, go into court and challenge these. There are provisions. You can challenge these. You can say this was a bad election. You have to marshal your evidence. I saw that the Arizona Democratic Party put out the word that if you were denied the right to vote, they want to know. So there's an evidence gathering process going on right now. Now, of course, you can't wait very long. So I imagine you have to strike fast if you're going to strike. I guess the question is,
yeah,
can you say that this failure, willful or not, it's either incompetence or electoral fraud. There's no in between. Does it rise to the level of changing the outcome of one or another election in either party? Now, I think it's right there. It's yeah. Right there where you it appears to be that there was a 200,000 vote impact. I was running some numbers yesterday looking at if it's true that the Sanders numbers were close to being correct, what would the suppression have to be to take 90,000 votes out of his column? Because it wouldn't be just his voters. It would be Republicans, Hillary, da-da-da-da-da. Anybody that voted on Election Day was impacted, particularly in the biggest county, Maricopa. So 200,000, that's a lot of votes. That rises to the level of canceling these elections.
Yeah.
But you got to prove it. So gathering people's stories is a big part of the equation.
Yeah.
Part of the equation is political. What does this look like? Does it hurt my campaign? Does it help my campaign? How much money investment? Da, 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 da. To me, sticking up for the right of voters is sacred. And it's always a win-win.
Yeah.
That's just me, right? That's just me talking.
Right.
Campaigns make decisions they make.
Well, we're going to see how this plays out, and a lot of concerns there. Antonio, thank you for breaking it down so well for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret, for waking me up. You're wonderful.
All righty.
Have a full and complete day.
All righty. And you. So, 'cause